Welcome to another edition of El Paso Primetime. The color of teal represents ovarian cancer, and this month we want you to be aware how to spot the signs and get yourself taken care of. Our guests this afternoon are from a foundation created to help you be aware of ovarian cancer. Diana's I Will Live Foundation is having their second annual 5K run walk coming up on a Sunday, September 13th, at Escondite Park. And our guests this afternoon are volunteer coordinator Sonia Zavala and cancer survivor Ceci Valles. We'll pick up our conversation right here. I do want to welcome you to El Paso Primetime. Welcome you to the radio station. What we're talking about is something that's very serious about making sure that El Paso is aware, to stay aware of their bodies, of health, of the need to be healthy for your loved ones and for yourself. You know, be healthy for yourself. That way you'll be there for your loved ones. That's the big, big picture. So coming up in a couple of Saturdays will be this wonderful run.
Yes.
So, Sonia, why don't you please take a little time and talk about the second annual run. This is a real important thing, and I don't think enough people know about the run.
Okay. It's our second annual Together We Will Live Ovarian Cancer Awareness 5K Run Walk. It'll be held at Escondite Park September the 13th at 8 a.m. So we just encourage people to get there early, though. And we're very excited because last year we had a little over 800 registrants. So we're really hoping to have a lot more this year. You know, it's for a great cause.
Mm-hmm.
It's for an absolutely great cause, and we really want to just promote the foundation and promote the awareness. More than anything, the foundation's about ovarian cancer awareness.
Mm-hmm. A very serious cause to be aware of is ovarian cancer. I don't think people in the mainstream still understand the magnitude of catching ovarian cancer early, mm-hmm. and treating it so that you move on. Now, Ceci, you're a survivor.
Yes, sir.
And we were talking earlier about your survival. You know, it's one of those important things. And we were talking before this whole conversation about how my opinion has always been in our Hispanic culture, we just wait until tomorrow. It'll go away. Just take a bromo seltzer or an aspirin or something, and it'll just go away. But you have to really be aware.
You have to know your body. And even if you know your body, it's very hard to detect. I mean, I went to the doctor twice, you know, and they said it was gastritis. You know, mm-hmm. us Latinos, it's just bloating. It's gas. Diverticulitis, you know, and it ended up to be ovarian cancer.
When they finally detected it, may I ask what stage?
Stage 3C.
So you had to go immediately to get this taken care of, surgery and the whole nine yards. How prepared were you for that change in your life?
You're not prepared. This is something you're not prepared for.
I know. I'm sorry.
No, but you always have to keep faith within you.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, we have to take care of ourselves so we can take care of our loved ones. As you see, my kids are here with me. And it hit us hard. It hit all of us hard. It hit all of us hard. I remember that day that they told me. You know, we just cried and cried and cried. Okay, enough crying. Let's take the next step. You know, surgery. 2 weeks in bed, surgery in the hospital without seeing my kids, without being home. That's pretty hard. Then right after surgery, chemo. Another, 6 months in bed. You know, and I thank God. You know, I thank God I'm here. You know, I'm doing good. I mean, we have our days. We have our days. Mm-hmm. But it is something very hard. It is something very hard. When it hits you, like, unexpectedly, it's very hard.
Understandable. I don't think there's anyone in the listening audience who hasn't been affected in one form or another by cancer. I know all of us at this table and in this room have been affected in forms of it as well. As the Rio Grande Cancer Foundation has posted for so many years, there are the colors of cancer, and this month we're making people aware of ovarian cancer. People should be aware of the various types of cancers and that it's not untreatable. That's the big picture. You're here, Ceci, as living truth that you can beat it.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We cannot let this beat us. We cannot let this beat us.
So, Sonia, the foundation is named after a lady named Diana. And I've seen pictures of this courageous woman. Tell us a little bit more about Diana.
Okay, Diana was a wonderful woman. She was our daughter-in-law. She was first diagnosed when she was only 18 years old. And she was also, like Ceci, misdiagnosed, you know, gastritis and other things. And then they said she had a cyst. And she had surgery. They go, it's outpatient. But she woke up the next day because when they had surgery, that's when they found the cancer. The next day she said she woke up to a lot of pain, and she was told that she had stage 3 ovarian cancer. And so she went through chemo for 12 months. She was only 19 years old when she had to make a life-changing decision to have surgery, and then she would not be able to have children. But Diana saw that there wasn't a lot out there to help patients with ovarian cancer. There wasn't a lot of groups or support. So she had this dream to form this foundation to promote awareness. So in 2011, her and her husband, Martin, began the process to form the foundation. 2012 is completely done, and it's to promote awareness more than anything. You know, just she was always saying, it's important to know your body. It's important to know your body and to know the symptoms. And so ovarian cancer is one of the 5 gynecological cancers, but it's the most deadliest. Mm-hmm. And sadly, 22,000 women in the United States will be diagnosed with ovarian cancer this year. Out of the 22,000, 15,000 will die within the first year. Mm. So it's imperative to know the signs. Early detection is the key to survival. So that's what they really want to promote. And Diana, even though she went through this, she also had a dream to become a registered nurse, which she did. But unfortunately, in 2011, she had a reoccurrence. Mm. But she still fought hard, and she had a big heart just to spread awareness. She was there at the race last year. And so that was a dream come true, the race. And, you know, it was the first ovarian cancer race in El Paso. So we really want to promote that and promote the color teal, mm-hmm. you know, teal. So take early action and live.
Right. Yeah. As I look at the color and as I listen to the stories, both of Diana and Sonia, your story, it tells me so much about the strength and the fortitude to be able to get over this. But it also tells me that more and more people, more women need to be involved in their own bodies to know what's going on.
Yes, correct.
You have to get into the schools. You have to teach it early. And there can't be this whole notion of, I can't do that. I'll be embarrassed. Nah, no more. Right. Zero tolerance on the embarrassment thing.
Yes, correct. I agree.
Mm-hmm. I've seen it too much, and I don't buy into it anymore. You know, we live in a time where, honestly, you cannot be shy of your own body. You can't be aware of things. And again, Ceci, you're magnificent and courageous in getting through it all, and
Thank you. You're
spectacular.
Yes, she is.
It's so a lot of hard work.
I'm sure. So Let's go over this one more time so that people know how to register for the 5K walk. Okay. And this will be coming up on September 13th as a Saturday.
It's a Sunday morning.
It's a Sunday. Yes. Duh. My calendar is all messed up. So it's a Sunday morning.
Yes. And they can register at diwlf.org.
Okay.
Yeah. So we really encourage people just to go online. It just takes a few minutes. Mm-hmm. And then while they're on the website, they can see Diana's story and they could read, you know, all about ovarian cancer. And but, yes, we really want the people to go out there and support the race. And we're excited because we're really promoting that we're going to have quite a few mascots out there. And we're going to have the biggest selfie picture with the mascots up here in El Paso.
That's a pretty cool little thing. They're going to. You guys are using a drone in order to get this.
Yes,
done.
Correct. Yes, we're going to have a drone out there, and we're excited about that too.
So you'll have the Chihuahuas mascot, the Miners mascot, and a lot of the high school mascots.
Some of the
out
others,
there too.
Yes, yes.
Oh, correct. Wow, that's neat.
What Socorro's mascot's going to be there.
Very
Yay,
cool.
Socorro. Yeah. Yes, all right, Bulldogs.
Yes, you know, Life and Film Studios is providing all the photography and the drone.
Yeah.
So we're really excited about that.
Oh, how nice. Yeah, I'm really excited about the whole event myself. I live close to Escondite, so I'm going to try to make it down there to do the 5K.
Oh, great.
It's important that we all as a community pull together and get it
yes.
done.
Yes, yes.
Well, ladies, yeah. I want to thank you very, very much for coming in and discussing something that's very, I guess the word is poignant. For lack of a better term, you know, your survival, learning how to survive, teaching people how to survive, and how to be graceful through it all. And you certainly are all of that, both of you.
I know. Thank we would you. Like to thank you for thank you inviting, for having us here and helping promote the race and promote awareness more than anything.
And we'll keep on doing cancer. It until we finally get rid of the cancer itself.
Yes.
Mikasa Sukasa, anytime that you want to speak more on the subject of ovarian cancer, or if you just want to have a cup of coffee, come on down.
Oh, thank you very much.